Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Wellbeing with Colleen on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. I am so excited to be here and share this information with you. Today is Monday, March 2nd, 2015, and my name is Colleen. I'm a board-certified massage therapist, licensed in Pennsylvania, living and working in Levittown. Our show today is to let you in on my secret. My secret is that you can boost your immune system to fight off these winter colds and the dreaded flu. This program is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information regarding the subject matter. It is not intended as a substitute for medical advice from a qualified physician. So here's a fun question to start the show off with. Do you know what the dirtiest thing on a doctor is? When you go in to see your doctor, what is the dirtiest thing on his person? I'm going to tell you the answer at the end of the show. If anyone would like to call in today and share their secrets for how they keep their immune system operating at full capacity and go through the winter without suffering these colds and flus, please give us a call here. The number is 347-934-0776. So at this point right now, we're many weeks, even months into winter. And you've probably already suffered from a runny nose or two. You've probably been sitting next to a coworker who's sneezing their head off, or you spent a sleepless night with one of your kids. Our windows have been shut up for weeks. Our heat's been cranked up, and we're spending more and more time indoors. And our immune system has just been fighting and fighting for us, working overtime. So let's just take a look at the way that we catch these germs. Most of the germs that we catch for the colds and the flu is just from being around people who are sneezing or have a runny nose, or if we're touching things that they've already touched. Because what I don't think most people realize is that a sneeze can travel 25 feet at least. So you don't have to be sitting next to somebody to catch that germ from them. And if someone sneezes and wipes their nose and touches a door handle or their computer or a telephone or the remote control for your television, that germ can last on that object for hours. So if somebody went by and you don't think about it and an hour later you go and touch that the toilet bowl flusher, you're picking up the germs on your hands. So that's how everybody's catching all this stuff. So the common cold is a viral infection. It affects our upper respiratory system. It's the most common infectious disease in humans. So there's no way really that we can build up a resistance to every strain of the cold or flu. But here's something that's really interesting that I just almost knocked me over. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, kindergarten children, on average, get 12 colds per year. Now, adolescents and adults catch about 7. Now, that's an average. So, of course, some people are catching more and some people are catching less. But can you imagine how horrible this is? Kindergarten children getting one cold a month and adults one every other month? Now, it's not true for everyone, and I'm pretty good about fighting off the colds and the germs. But I feel really bad for these little children out there who are suffering from so many runny noses. And most of it is from really young children in daycare settings and kindergartens, because it's impossible for the teachers to go around and wipe down everything that these children touch. So what we're here today is just to show you some ways that you can boost your own immune system so that you really don't catch everything that comes down the pike. Because the common cold and the flu are both contagious viral infections that affect your respiratory tract. And although the symptoms can be very familiar, the flu is much worse. A cold can drag you down a bit, but that flu is going to make it impossible for you to get out of bed. So the influenza, which you know is what we call the flu, is extremely contagious. It appears most frequently in winter and early spring, which is where we're exactly at right now. And it attacks the body by spreading through the upper and lower respiratory tract. Believe me, you'll know when you have the flu. It comes on like gangbusters. Headaches, body aches, and a fever. And when it hits you, it's going to hit you really hard. But here's something very interesting. During the 2012 and 2013 flu season, the flu's vaccine effectiveness was found to be just 56%. Now, this is directly from the CDC, the Center for Disease Control. So that really is basically almost a coin toss. If you're going to go get the flu shot, it's only going to be 50%, well, it was in 2012 to 2013, only 50% effective in fighting the flu. And for people age 65 and over, that number dropped to 9%. The reason I'm telling you this is to make an informed decision. If you want to get your flu shot, which everybody is giving out everywhere, or if you want to be proactive and try and build your immune system up so that you can fight off these viruses and illnesses. Because what's the difference between the cold and the flu? Well, they both have congestion, sore throat, sneezing, but the flu is going to bring on a very high fever, and it's going to last for days. It's going to last for probably a week, and it usually is accompanied by severe body aches, which are mostly located in your joints, unbelievable fatigue and weakness. It comes on very, very abruptly, so you'll usually know the difference between a cold because that just kind of sneaks out real slow on you, but that flu hits you like a ton of bricks. Complications from colds are relatively minor, but a severe case of the flu can lead to life-threatening illnesses such as pneumonia. But there's more than 100 types of colds and flu viruses, and new strains of flu evolve every few years. So since both of these are viral, antibiotics do not conquer a cold or a flu. Please remember, antibiotics only treat bacterial infections. The reason that this is so important to me is because we have overused antibiotics and they're not working for us anymore. So a lot of people go to their doctor and they beg for an antibiotic, the first sign of a severe cold or a flu. It's not going to help you. There are medications that can treat your flu symptoms, but not antibiotics. This is important, for I just want everybody to realize your choices that you have when it comes to the flu. Because while death and complete disability from a flu vaccine is rare, so is dying from the flu itself. So I just recommend weighing your options of suffering a side effect from a flu vaccine relative to the more likely potential of just spending a week in bed with the flu. Remember, most deaths from the flu were actually attributed to a bacterial pneumonia that developed after the flu symptoms set in. And these days, bacterial pneumonia can be effectively treated with medical intervention. And it's also important to remember that although many cases are reported as flu-like symptoms, only 20% of all cases are the actual flu. So I am in no way suggesting that you forgo your medication. My intent is to show you options to try before running to the medicine cabinet. Because unfortunately, every single medication that we take today comes along with at least one or more side effects. And some can be unnoticeable, and others can cause permanent damage to our bodies. So for prevention, which is what we're here to talk about today, like most things in life, our first line of defense is a good offense. So when the virus manages to come into your body, what's the very first thing your body does? It creates mucus. So that's why we're sneezing and coughing, because your body is actually working to try to remove these toxins from you, from your lungs. So anything that's inhaled, viruses, bacteria, your body's going to make mucus. One of the great things that you can do for yourself, not even if you're catching a cold, but during the cold and flu season, if you're around large groups of people or if you've come in contact with somebody who's sick, is to use a neti pot. I know I talked about this on my last show. I believe neti pots are wonderful help. They're super easy to use. They're sold at supermarkets and drugstores, health food stores everywhere. You can also purchase the neti pot salt that you can add into it. The only thing I caution you is do not use tap water. Please make sure that you use a good quality water, such as a filtered water, a spring water, or distilled. And make sure that your water temperature is comfortable. You don't want it too cold or too hot. The directions are on the box, super easy to use. And a neti pot is not just good for a cold and flu season. A neti pot is excellent for anyone who suffers from allergies, especially pollen. So if you're someone suffering from allergies, I would suggest strongly that you get a neti pot. So one of the number one ways to keep away these colds and flus is to wash your hands. Your mom always said, wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. I can't stress that enough. Don't touch your face, your eyes, your nose, or your mouth. Do you realize that in the beginning of the 20th century, when doctors were told to wash their hands between patients, the rate of infectious diseases and illnesses went down drastically just for the simple fact that they washed their hands? Now, a lot of people use those antibacterial hand cleansers. They're great to keep in your pocketbook or in your pocket in a pinch. They're not something that you want to replace hand washing with. If you have the option of washing your hands with regular soap, that's much better because you want to keep the good bacteria on your skin. You don't want to remove all the bacteria. Also now, during cold and flu season, I like to use herbs and vitamins. I take a daily vitamin, but in the winter, I up my intake of vitamin C and elderberry. Now, you need to check with your primary care doctor or your holistic practitioner to find out what vitamins are best for you. But you can do some research for yourself and check out elderberry and elderflower, because these are amazing. They're used among Europe's most esteemed remedies for colds and flus. The elderflowers can induce sweating, which help reduce fever, and the berries also have a powerful antiviral property that are helpful in treating the viral infections, which of course is the flu. It also is great for herpes, shingles, and upper respiratory infections. You can find elderberry and elderflower supplements at a health food store. Or, if you're very adventurous, you can check out my new favorite book. It is an herb book, which I misplaced. It's Herbal Remedies by Rosemary Gladstar, and it's a beginner's guide. This is something that I just got, and I read from cover to cover. It's amazing. She teaches you how to grow the herbs, when and how to cut them, and how to use them, whether it's a tea, a tincture, or an oil. It's amazing the things that you could do with these herbs. I enjoy growing herbs myself in my garden because then I know that they're organic. Another thing that you can do to prevent these colds and flus in your home is to open your windows a little bit. We've been closed up, most of us. The only time anything opens is the front door. So I like to go around and do room by room. I'll shut my bedroom door, open the bedroom window 2 inches, 15 minutes later, close that one up, move to the next room, and go all through the house. I like to do this, even though maybe it costs me a little bit more in heating, but it's super healthy for you. I also use a cool mist diffuser. I add essential oils to kill the germs in the air. I love using thieves from Young Living. I also use eucalyptus when I'm feeling stuffy. Lavender helps me relax and get a great night's sleep. And for children, myrtle is excellent for relieving congestion. Now, also, frankincense is great for bronchitis and asthma. You could inhale it or use it topically. To inhale it, if you don't have the diffuser, you can put it in a bowl of warm water to diffuse into the air, or you can add it to a massage oil or a lotion and rub it directly on your chest. I don't recommend putting oils on children younger than 2 years old. Some people recommend after 6 months, but before 2 years old, you could just diffuse it in the air. You can even put it on a cotton ball near them, and that helps just as well. I'm going to be doing an entire show devoted just to the amazing benefits of these wonderful healing oils next month on April 6th at 12 noon. So once you begin to use them, you're going to see for yourself how great they really, really can be. It's amazing. I also make my own immune boost formula. Now, you can watch this YouTube video for yourself if you go to the Bulk Herb Store and click on I Am Life Herbs, which is an herbal remedy that they make. They make it into a tincture. They show you step-by-step how to do it, which, again, that is the Bulk Herb Store. What they do is I buy the herbs from them. It's a combination of herbs. And to make the tincture, I'll take a mason jar, fill it 3/4 of the way with the herbs, and then fill it all the way with a really good quality. I use an organic vodka. They suggest between 80 and 100 proof. I usually use the 80. And then you leave it soak for 6 to 8 weeks. You shake it every once in a while. 8 weeks later, You drain it through a cheesecloth, but make sure that you drain it really well because you don't want to have any little pieces in there. Wring it out, throw the herbs away, and then you take the liquid and put it in a dropper bottle. I use the dropper as my immune boost formula. So I don't use it every day. I use it if I'm around a crowd of people, if I'm feeling stuffy, if I'm feeling run down. I'll just take a dropper full a day, and my dropper is maybe 1/2 to 1 teaspoon of that tincture. So if you want to check that out, they have great herbs on their whole store. They tell you how to use them. I love using that stuff. I also believe very strongly in salt baths. Epsom salt is wonderful for pulling toxins from your system. So if you're around somebody and you're trying to prevent catching something and you know that you might have been in an environment where there were some germs floating around, put your feet in an Epsom salt bath. You don't need to put your whole body because the soles of your feet are where a lot of the toxins can be removed. So when you come home from work, put your feet in the tub and relax for a little bit. So some of the precautions were washing your hands, some essential oil remedies, and herbs. Excuse me. So for those of you just tuning in, this is Colleen with Wellbeing with Colleen on Blog Talk Radio. We're discussing ways to prevent catching the colds and flus this season. So if you'd like to contact me, my email is colleenquinn730@yahoo.com. And my website is Massage by Colleen, which is spelled Colleen.com. Now, some other great ways to boost your immune system is, of course, as I said, to up your vitamin intake. Most of us don't get enough vitamins from our food, so that's why we need these extra daily vitamins and the extra vitamin C and everything else. Well, how great would it be if you have a juicer to just juice your vegetables in the morning before you go off to work? Then you start your day with all those vitamins in your system already. So I'd strongly recommend using a juicer. I don't recommend using fruits in the morning because it does put additional sugar for your body to start out with. So if you have to when you first start, I like to use cucumbers. They have a great taste. Spinach, kale is really good. I've used all kinds of greens. And if you're just starting out and it's too bitter for you, then put a half of an apple or maybe a carrot until you can get used to just the vegetables in the morning because that really is the best way to start your day. So now, if you're not able to prevent the flu, here's some quick ways that you can help move it through your system a little bit faster. In traditional Chinese medicine, the use of temperature is very helpful in reducing fevers. So that they recommend taking an Epsom salt bath, which is in an entire tub, 2 cups of Epsom salts, and as hot as water as you can stand. Stay in the tub until you start to sweat. Then when you get out of the tub, if you can, try not to dry yourself off and let your body dry naturally. This will reduce your fever. Now, this is a traditional Chinese remedy. Also, to make a tea with fresh ginger, honey, and lemon. Take a piece of ginger. Now, ginger is great. You can buy, there's this crazy-looking root vegetable at the market, and it's not expensive at all. And when you break a piece off, you only need about 1/2 inch. You scrape the peel off with a spoon, which is the easiest way to do it. You cook it in about 2 cups of water for 5 minutes, which, of course, again, is the good water, the purified, distilled, or filtered. Cook it for 5 minutes to scald your ginger. Then you can add some honey and a wedge of lemon, and you drink a cup of it every hour or so. Now, if you're like me and you're not going to be able to take care of yourself if you get really, really sick, you can just make a big pot of this, put it in individual mason jars, cup size, and then throughout the day, you can heat it up in the microwave for yourself if there's no one to take care of you. Extra sleep, extra sleep, extra sleep. Sleep is not a luxury. I like to think of it like this. If you own a store and all day long you're busy, 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 and every customers are coming and going, when you close that store, you send in your cleaning crew, your restocking crew, and your repair crew. Just like our body, when we're sleeping, that is the time when we're repairing and we're restocking our system. So it's really necessary to get extra sleep if you're ill. It is not a luxury. Water, water, water. if you have a fever, you need to replace your electrolytes. And most of us grab the Gatorade, like I did for many years. But there, now there is water with electrolytes in it. There's coconut water, which is a favorite of mine. You get a really good quality coconut water, and it's been proven to hydrate yourself faster and better than regular water. Now, also, I strongly believe in the power of food. So if you want to make yourself a really healing soup, I've spoken last show about bone broth. I like to make a chicken noodle soup because I was brought up on chicken noodle soup when you were sick. Take an organic chicken, put it in a giant pot of water, and I add every vegetable that I have or that I love. I mean, leeks, carrots, onions, garlic, spinach, kale, whatever that you love, add in. If you have fresh oregano, parsley, basil, if not, use the dried version. I also add turmeric. Turmeric is one of the best healing spices that there is. And I add a little bit of cumin because I love cumin, and cumin is a very healing spice also. Put this in your pot. Leave it cook for a good 4 or 5 hours on very, very low simmer. You can also put it in your crock pot. Leave it cook all day. What you want to do is you want to drain it really, really well. Take out all the bones, the chicken, all the vegetables, and you just want that broth. Make sure you drain it through a cheesecloth to keep the broth. You can cut up the chicken if you like and add it. But what I like to do is I like to make this ahead. As soon as someone says to me, oh, I got the sniffles, oh, it'll feel good, I know it's time. I make a huge pot of soup, and then I freeze it in individual containers. This way I always have the broth when I'm sick. If there's no one to take care of me, and I love my husband, but his famous thing for cooking is a grilled cheese. It doesn't extend, or a can of soup. So it doesn't extend to anything organic or really healthy for me. So I like to keep it in the freezer. I can warm it up for myself, or he can warm it up for me. Or if someone I know gets sick, I can grab one and take it to them. So I know I've been talking and talking and talking. I just want to mention really quick that, of course, massage is something wonderful that you can do to boost your immune system. Studies have shown with regular massage an increase in serotonin and natural killer cells, which is viewed as the first line of defense. And another benefit is a stimulation of the lymphatic system, which is really particularly helpful for people who are more sedentary or in a weakened condition. I also strongly recommend a raindrop therapy, which is with essential oils. If you'd like to give me a call, I would be more than happy to give you a consultation and explain to you in detail what this does. But really quick, raindrop therapy was developed by Gary Young. It's 9 different essential oils, which are applied to the spine of your back and also the soles of your feet, which is where you're very quick to absorb them. Most of the oils attack bacteria, fungus, infection. They help you overcome fatigue and weakness. They act as an antiseptic for respiratory system. They help balance your metabolism. They're good as a decongestant for the circulatory and lymphatic system. They help remove discomfort. They relax spastic muscles, reduce inflammation, relieve cramps, aches, and pains. So, I mean, there's many more things that they do. That's just really quick, me trying to get that in there. So I just like to say that you may have to overcome some stubborn conditioning. That suggests to you that self-care is selfish. It is not. Self-care is loving, not just to you, but to everyone that you love and that you want to take care of. So I want to thank you very much for tuning in today to Wellbeing with Colleen on Blog Talk Radio. I truly hope that you enjoyed the show and that you take something from this half hour that you can apply to your own life. And to answer that fun question from the beginning, what's the dirtiest thing on a doctor? It's his tie. So until next time, wishing you days filled with love and abundant health. And please don't hesitate to check out my website, massagebycolleen.com. There you can find all my contact information. I would love to hear from you. If there's anything that you would like to talk about on an upcoming show or any of your home remedies that you use to help reduce stress and boost your immune system, I would love to hear from you. Thank you. Have a beautiful day.